So, good day, greetings, and happy sitting here seeing the greetings on the chat and the names, and so thank you all. And so the topic is still samadhi, and I like to sometimes translate this word as to be composed. And that's a wonderful, concept that brings together some of the qualities of samadhi, of landing on some place, being established, being calm and centered, being steady with the experience that we're focusing on. If I've gone into the wilderness, like up in the mountains, where there was no trails, but there were cairns. There were these little piles of stones that people had built that indicated where, more or less, where the direction was to walk. And so we would hike along, and we would look for the cairns, and then we'd find our way. But if we hadn't looked, you know, if I hadn't known about cairns, and also just was fascinated by everything up there, and was looking at everything equally, I wouldn't have found, the way forward. If I was really scared about running into trolls up in the high Sierras in California, and was constantly looking out for trolls, I also wouldn't have found my way, because I wouldn't have seen the cairns, even if I knew there to look for them. But if we know to look for cairns, then we know how to find the way. So the same thing with meditation. We can be afraid of trolls and spend our time looking for trolls. We can be searching for long-lost treasures in the world, lottery tickets, and we don't really pay attention to what's really here. But there are cairns, there are these markers, these signposts, that for samadhi it's helpful to recognize them. And in recognizing them, that's how we find our way. And there's many signposts, but I would like to emphasize two of them now. One is to be steady, a certain kind of steady composure with the experience. And when we're steady, when we hold ourselves steady, when the gaze is steady, when our composure is steady, when our attention is steady, or that part of our attention that's steady. So we're looking for that part of our attention that is steady or can be steady, and we're steadying ourselves in that. The other is a quietude, a tranquility, maybe it's serenity. And even if we're agitated, we might be able to just pick out the corners of the mind, the heart, the body, where there is some tranquility, some quietude. And then to include that, to kind of orient ourselves, oh, this is the place, this is the way forward, here in this part. But if we don't recognize that quietude, that tranquility, then we don't see the signposts. And the third is composure, quietude, tranquility. And third is non-distractibility, a kind of a non-dispersal of the mind, non-distractedness of the mind. And even if we're, 99% distracted, we might kind of pick up the signpost of that way in which the mind is not distracted, is not dispersed, not spinning out, and centrifugal force, so kind of just scattered in all kinds of thoughts and ideas. And as samadhi begins getting stronger, there's a stronger and stronger feeling of the mind not being dispersed, not being scattered, not jumping around, not being fragmented. The mind starts feeling composed, quiet, centered, and it's just a feeling like the mind is really here now. It's non-distracted or non-dispersed kind of feeling. So these are three signposts that we can follow. So to take an upright meditation posture, and if you're lying down, then upright means laying with a certain dignity and vitality and or openness, some way that maybe expresses an integrity or a wholeness or confidence in being here. And gently closing your eyes and being a little bit delightfully serious at the beginning of a meditation to prepare yourself so that you can really be here in the sacredness of the present moment. So you're preparing yourself. And so you take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And the deep inhale is an affirmation that indeed you are here, that you've showed up. Here I am. I'm showing up for this. Deep breath, filling the torso with not just air, but with sensations and expansion and maybe even confidence. Here I am. And then to exhale, long, gentle exhale, letting all of that go. Letting go of tension and holding and then letting your breathing return to normal. And we prepare the mind and the heart by relaxing the body. All these are very closely connected. So relaxing the muscles of the face. Around the eyes, the jaw. And to soften and release the shoulders. The area around the shoulder blades, perhaps. Perhaps the outer edge of your shoulders as the shoulders turn around to go down the arm. The very top of the upper arms. Perhaps relaxing the chest, softening in the chest. And then relaxing the belly in such a way that the belly, the weight of the belly gets lower, settles into a foundation. The lower torso. And then, with your attention, your mind, gently placing it on your breathing, wherever you're going to be primarily focusing on breathing, imagine that attention is gently placed on that area. But clearly kind of settling into your breathing. Again, affirmation that here is where you're going to walk. Here is where you're going to be present. If you can make some small adjustments in your breathing to make it more comfortable, relaxing some part of the musculature of breathing, breathing a little slower, a little faster, a little deeper or shallower. Whatever makes it comfortable for you. And adjusting how you are with your attention. Is there some way that your attention can be less forceful or strained, less up in the control tower, trying to stare at the breathing, and more that the attention, the awareness, is within the breathing itself? In the sensations of breathing. And then noticing whatever quietude or tranquility there might be here, even if it's in the cracks between any agitation, or in the side, or deeper inside. Letting the thinking mind become quieter, slower. Maybe the thinking mind can even be more gentle. So it's easier to notice the quietude, the tranquility, and let that tranquility be part of the atmosphere within which you're mindful of your breathing. And notice whatever degree of stability or steadiness you can establish with your breathing. Whatever steadiness on breathing that's here for you. And then also notice any way that you are non-distracted. The mind is not scattering out into all kinds of thoughts. And even if you are doing that, look for the signposts. Look for that part of you which is not that way, that's capable of being undistracted with your breathing. Relaxed, calm, steady, undistracted. These are the signposts that point you to samadhi, to staying present, to being intimate with the experience of breathing, one breath at a time. When you notice yourself thinking a lot, look for the quiet and tranquility here. Let that tranquility of mind spread, open up further, so it's easier to stay with your breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, you could begin by remembering that we're still meditating. There's nothing you have to say to anyone or do for anyone for this next few minutes. There's no responsibility and obligation to do anything but sit here quietly. And in the privacy of just sitting here with nothing you have to do, can you somehow let your heart open, your kindness open, to think of people around you and here on this YouTube sitting together, or in your homes or communities, places of work. Think of them with goodwill, very private goodwill. They don't have to know about it. You don't have to do anything. Just opening your kindness, goodwill. In a sense, being aware of these people around you within the quietude, the tranquility that might be here. And without needing to bring them into your, bring too close to you, just there, in the privacy of your own heart, perhaps you can feel or sense or extend the sentiments of these words. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be free. And if in the safety and privacy of meditation and in your own heart, if it's possible easier then to have goodwill for others, stay close to that. Maybe you don't have to confuse it with what you actually do or feel obligated to do. Stay close to that place where it's private, maybe even secret, trusting that having goodwill for others will in some way or other spread from you with benefits for the world. May whatever benefits that come from this practice this morning spread from us like the scent of a rose spreads out into the garden. So may the benefits that we've had today waft out into the world for the welfare and happiness of all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy.